Gracias, señor.
Thank you, facilitator. Well, please allow me to begin by expressing Cuba's full support for the position taken up by Venezuela on behalf of the non-aligned movement, a position which is reflected in Working Paper 23. Secondly, I would like to express our dismay at the low level of implementation of Article 10. In particular, with regard to the regulatory aspect of the article, its provisions are still in effect, but there are regulations and limitations which contravene state parties' obligation to foster equipment, information, and technology to the greatest extent possible for peaceful purposes. We believe that the only way to ensure full implementation of Article 10 and the remaining articles in the Convention is on the basis of a legally binding instrument. We hope that the conference will adopt decisions to this end. Facilitator, you have asked us to be as specific as possible in our remarks, so the Cuban delegation would like to propose that this review conference establishes during the 2016-2021 intersessional period a cooperation committee under the aegis of Article 10. With regard to the Cooperation Committee's task, it would be to facilitate the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. We have identified 8 or 9 issues which could comprise the remit of the Cooperation Committee. Without going into full details, I would like to give you an idea of the Cooperation Committee's remit in our view. First of all, to scrutinise states' parties' reports on the implementation of Article 10, as well as the reports from the Implementation Support Unit concerning the working or the operation of the database. Secondly, to identify obstacles to international cooperation and assistance and the exchange for peaceful purposes, as well as any possible solutions for overcoming such obstacles. Thirdly, to recommend specific measures to ensure the full implementation of Article 10, including measures to enhance cooperation and assistance in equipment and materials, as well as technological and scientific information for peaceful purposes. Fourthly, we believe that the Cooperation Committee should also recommend a specific format and procedure within the Convention for dispute settlement, notably of disputes which arise from states' parties' concerns about the implementation of Article 10, in particular denials of transfer. Fifthly, the committee could also recommend measures to strengthen the working of the database established by the 7th Review Conference. Sixthly, the committee could recommend specific ways of raising funds and other resources which could be necessary for cooperation and assistance. Seventhly, it could recommend specific education and training measures, as well as other means for developing human resources. And eighthly, it could recommend activities to build capacity. And lastly, could recommend specific measures for strengthening cooperation and assistance with other relevant international organizations in the realms of the convention. We believe that these would comprise the main aspects of the remit of the committee which we are proposing. Obviously, such a committee would be open to participation from all states parties and would meet on an annual basis between 2017 and 2020, that is to say, prior to the annual state party meeting. We also propose that the Cooperation Committee draw up an annual report to be considered at the annual meeting of state parties. So, facilitator, these are the points we have in our proposal. We will be forwarding full details to you, and we stand ready to take into consideration the opinions and comments of other states' parties on our proposal. Thank you very much.